Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor and now the Dean of the College of Business.
Interim Dean.
Interim Dean. Okay, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Well, congratulations on the new title.
Thank you.
And I saw, Dale, a recent Dallas Morning News story, and this is about the Texas employment picture. Looking back at the month of September, Texas added 38,300 jobs in September. This was the biggest gain in 2 years. And yet, at the same time, the unemployment rate went up slightly from 4.7% to 4.8%. So you're the economist. How is this possible?
Two things on that. One is that we're looking, on the one hand, at the Texas economy, which right now is doing better than other states. As a matter of fact, that September figure, that was the best in the nation. Mm-hmm. California and Florida, best we've done in quite a while. When we look at the national figure, it's a little bit different. On the other hand, when I take the national figures, the unemployment rate, and it ticks up a tenth of a percent, I tend not to pay much attention to that. One of the things which happens is that if the job market starts to look up a little bit, then you have people who've been out of the labor force, that is, not looking for work, begin to look for work. Therefore, they become unemployed statistically, right, and the rate ticks up. So.
Well, there were some encouraging numbers in this. Bars and restaurants added nearly 18,000 jobs. Construction added 3,400 jobs. And the construction jobs probably a little bit more substantial by and large than the bars and restaurants jobs, though, wouldn't you think?
To me, we had a really interesting picture in that. All did continue to go down some, but on the other hand, as you say, construction went up well. All jobs, that is petroleum industry, also construction, those tend to be good-paying jobs. Mm-hmm. Now, while some individuals in the area of, in fact, hospitality overall can do quite well, overall, the compensation is not as strong in that. Mm-hmm. So job markets tend to be very fluid, and that's part of what we're seeing.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, and Dale is A&M Commerce Economics Professor and now Interim Dean of the College of Business at A&M Commerce. Now, there's another Dallas Morning News story that you pointed out to me, and this was Sanjeev Yajnik, who is the Capital One president for financial services in Plano, and he spoke to a group of financial folks in Collin County saying, we're facing a crisis, an employment crisis, like we've never had before.
Those two stories side by side to me do paint an interesting and challenging picture. It may be that you will have people transitioning from, let's say, the petroleum industry or jobs in oil production to construction there. But you don't so often have your production workers there moving into high tech. And all of the forecast for the economy of the future is more and more growth in these high tech areas. And the fact is, as was pointed out by the Capital One CFO on that, we simply are not right now producing those people with the skills of those jobs that should be the real growth of tomorrow.
He said that technology is reshaping the world's economy, which is really no surprise, but that the American education system not turning out enough workers with those technical skills.
And that is a real challenge for us. You may have seen, I'll tie this in right quickly, the governor has recognized this and come out with what he calls a 60-30 plan, trying to address the things and making sure that the Texas labor force does have those skills.
One thing the article mentioned that is in great demand, it says the state has a huge nursing shortage. Well, now that our ears perk up here because, of course, we have started the nursing program here. So that's good for A&M Commerce.
Oh, absolutely. And that is a real growth area. However, it's one that we do have the means of producing that. It's a matter of gearing up for it. But I do think that's a sustainable area and one which we will be able to respond to.
We're seeing in connection with this thing of we need better trained people as we go forward, and they're looking even at pre-K. You have business leaders now advocating more resources going into pre-K education.
Yes, and I do think that it's really important that we get an early start. There's the other side of me that worries a little bit about that. Sadly, as an economist, I have to admit that we economists and also governments, we don't have a sterling track record for forecasting the needs of the markets down the road very far.
It's important to be nimble. Right.
Adaptability has to be it. But how you train people to be adaptable, that's the challenge.
Yeah, good. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Dr. Dale Funderburk, he is A&M Commerce Economics Professor and Interim Dean of the College of Business. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.